of VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced a phased reopening of the country's borders Thursday after 2 years of being largely closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Prime Minister Ardern said beginning February 27th, vaccinated New Zealanders in Australia can travel home without a requirement to stay at state-managed quarantine facilities, while New Zealand citizens in the rest of the world will be able to do so 2 weeks later. Foreign vaccinated backpackers and some skilled workers can come to the country beginning March 13th, while up to 5,000 international students will be allowed to enter from April 12th. Tourists from Australia and other visa-free countries will only be allowed in by July, and travelers from the rest of the world will be kept out until October. Ardern said all travelers will still have to self-isolate for 10 days. New Zealand has had some of the toughest border controls in the world for the last 2 years, aimed at keeping out the virus. The Pacific nation has had about 17,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases so far and just 53 deaths. But it's also left tens of thousands of expatriate New Zealanders cut off from families back home, led to job losses for residents, and devastated businesses dependent on international tourism. Meanwhile, Indonesia's holiday island of Bali will welcome its first direct flight carrying foreign tourists for nearly 2 years on Thursday. An official with the Bali Tourism Office told Reuters that a Garuda Indonesia flight from Tokyo is scheduled to arrive in Bali in the afternoon, with six foreigners and six Indonesians aboard. The six foreign tourists arriving from Tokyo were traveling using business visas, since the new rules for tourists were not ready when they applied to come. Indonesia says restarting international flights is needed to boost Bali's better tourism sector, which usually accounts for 54% of its economy. The island officially opened to visitors from China, New Zealand, Japan, and a few other countries in mid-October, but there have been no direct non-cargo flights since then. This is VOA News. West African leaders are holding an emergency summit Thursday to discuss a wave of military coups in the region. The talks in the Ghanaian capital of Accra between leaders of the 15-nation economic community of West African states were triggered after Burkina Faso's military arrested President Roch Marc Christian Kabor on January 24th amid public anger at his handling of a jihadist insurgency. Two other ECOWAS nations, Guinea and Mali, have also undergone military coups since August 2020, while an attempted coup in Guinea-Bissau failed this week. The FBI has identified at least five persons of interest in connection with a series of bomb threats this week against historically black colleges and universities across the United States, according to law enforcement officials who spoke to media organizations. The officials, who spoke on the condition of anonymity, said the persons of interest are juveniles and that the people who made the threatening calls used methods such as spoofing that allowed them to disguise the source of the calls. The FBI said in a statement Wednesday that no explosive devices have been found at any of the schools that received threats. The agency said these threats are being investigated as racially or ethnically motivated violent extremism and hate crimes. The first bomb threats were made Monday, followed by a second round of similar threats on Tuesday, prompting school officials to cancel classes and issue shelter-in-place orders. Among those schools targeted were such notable HBCUs as Jackson State and Alcorn State University in Mississippi, Southern University and Xavier University in Louisiana, Bethune-Cookman University in Florida, Bowie State and Morgan State University in Maryland, Howard University in Washington, D.C., and the all-female Spelman College in Atlanta, Georgia. And France says it will start administering Pfizer's coronavirus antiviral drug this week, the first pill for treating COVID-19 approved in the 27-nation European Union. The health ministry said Wednesday the drug, called Paxlovid, will be available in pharmacies starting Friday. It says it's the first EU country to start providing the treatment since it won regulatory approval last week. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com, and we also have an app that you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green.